It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming sure is a competitive business, and growers, you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt. Turning out of a plant in Bloomington, Illinois, swing away augers and other products designed specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. You can get the story firsthand next week at Husker Harvest Days, Grand Island, September 11th through the 13th, Tuesday through Thursday. The folks at Brandt will be there at Lot 718. Want to be number one, producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. One of the people shot in that rampage in Cincinnati yesterday, one of the survivors, was shot 12 times. The 37-year-old woman from Louisville, Kentucky, is in stable condition. Another survivor is critical. Three victims, in addition to the gunman, died. He was killed by one of four responding police officers who were on the scene immediately. The shooter, who lived in the Cincinnati area, had a police record in both South Carolina and Florida. He was a U.S. citizen born in Puerto Rico. From This Week in Agribusiness, some of the ag organization leaders who visited with the president and vice president this week are expressing optimism after their meeting. The president of the Texas Farm Bureau, Russell Boehning, said he felt better after being given some assurance by Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Boehning said, yes, there is heavy lifting yet to be done, but they were told of good progress on the trade fronts, not just Mexico and Canada, but the European Union, Japan, and China. The president of the American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duvall, said farmers and ranchers are counting on the administration to fight for strong trade deals to expand markets overseas, as our ag industry is facing the worst farm economy in 12 years. Steelworkers are voting to strike. Union leaders say their members at every plant in Northwest Indiana have voted to walk out. They claim the vote was unanimous. Now, that vote doesn't mean there'll be a strike, but it paves the way for union officials to call a strike if they feel negotiations have broken down. Firefighters at Williston, North Dakota, say it was the wind that made their battle tougher yesterday in an apartment complex. 80 people in Williston were left homeless by that fire. Tropical storms are those things that occur in places like Louisiana and Texas and North Carolina and Florida. Many of us here in the heartland find it hard to get worked up about tropical storms until the rain piles up here the way it will for some of us this weekend. St. Louis, by Sunday, could have a total tally of 3 to 6 inches of rain, they say. Maybe this is the weekend finally to do that house cleaning or straightening up out in the shed. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.